This is the Think Entrepreneurship Podcast, episode number 9.
Podcasting from Bozeman, Montana, an outdoor mecca nestled in the Rocky Mountains. This is the Think Entrepreneurship Podcast, a weekly show that interviews entrepreneurs and shares their stories to help motivate and inspire us along our entrepreneurial journeys. And now, your host and avid outdoorsman, e-commerce store entrepreneur, and promoter of entrepreneurship, Pete Sven.
Well, hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's great to have you here. I think you're going to enjoy today's episode. We have Deacon Hayes with us of WellKeptWallet.com, and he's recently made the transition from working a 9-to-5 job to being a full-time entrepreneur, and he's already been doing real well off the bat. So I think you're going to enjoy this if you're looking for a little advice on how to make that transition. And before we do get started, I wanted to give a little update on the podcast and say thanks to some of the people who've made it possible. So the podcast has already had over 12,000 downloads, and it just keeps going up, and it's going really, really well. I've had the opportunity to meet so many neat individuals and to help share their stories on this podcast and through the thinkentrepreneurship.com platform. First of all, I want to thank everybody, all of you listeners, for subscribing to this podcast, for listening, for being supportive, and also for providing feedback. It's what makes my podcast better and more helpful for you. So thanks. Thank you so much. And then I also want to thank people like John Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, Marin Barakat from Inspiring Innovation, Herbie Fabius from Billion Success, and Pat Flynn from smartpassiveincome.com. You guys have all been an inspiration for me and helped me along the way. All right, let's go ahead and get to today's interview. I hope that you enjoy it. Hey everyone, welcome to another Think Entrepreneurship Podcast. My name is Pete Sven, and today I have the opportunity to interview Deacon Hayes, a motivated young entrepreneur who's turned his passion for finance and helping others into a business. Deacon has a great story to tell about how he went from working from 9-to-5 into being a full-time entrepreneur, and how he and his wife Kim were able to go from having $52,000 in debt to being debt-free in just 18 months. He was recently flown out to New York City to share his story on Fox News with the rest of the world. So Deacon, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Pete. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to learning more about your story. And so are you ready to get started?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Why don't we start with having you tell us about your story and about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you had mentioned, my wife's name is Kim. We've been married for about 5 years now. And when we first got married, we just put our finances together and realized that, you know, we were in over our heads. We had $52,000 in debt. It was overwhelming. And we realized that we needed to figure something out. So we sat down together, developed a plan, and in 18 months, we're able to pay off all of our consumer debt and realize that, wow, this is cool. I'd love to help other people doing it. And so that's what I'm doing today with my company, Well Kept Wallet, helping people get from where they are to where they want to be with their finances.
And what are some of your hobbies that you enjoy doing so we can kind of get to know you a little bit better as a person?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love coming up with ideas. And so I have a lot of people that I hang out with, whether it be in a men's group or, you know, different groups where we try to figure out, you know, better ways of doing things, whether it's coming up with applications for iPhones or if it's, you know, making a better mousetrap, you know. So really, I love coming up with ideas and doing think tanks. And so I spend a lot of time doing that, whether it's online, you know, doing a Google Hangout, mm-hmm. or if it's in person with people. I also love music and movies. And so, you know, I'm a huge movie buff. I love, you know, contemporary music as far as being in tune with, you know, the new trends and what's going on there. So, you know, music and film are also two of my big hobbies.
Excellent. So, you know, I understand you're pretty new to being your own boss and an entrepreneur. Could you tell us about how that transition has gone in the last couple months and kind of the story about what was when you went out to New York and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started WellKeptWallet.com in 2010 as a way to help people get out of debt and get their finances in order. And it was really not a business. It was just a way for me to share information with people. And so fast forward a couple years, and I'm working for a financial planning company. And I was doing this on the side as just a way to help people. And I realized that, hey, I've got so much traffic and I've got a lot of fans and followers and people that are interested in what I'm all about. I wonder if I can make money from doing this. So I was listening to Pat Flynn from smartpassiveincome.com and really realizing that I could sell ads and be able to make money from my website. And so I started doing that. And I had it approved through the company I was working for. I said, hey, I'm going to put ads on my site on the side. Is that cool? And they said, yeah. Well, I get this email from a producer at Fox News that says, hey, we'd love to fly you out to New York City. And I said, that'd be awesome. You know, I'd love to share a story with your viewers and be able to, you know, have an impact and help more people, you know, get out of debt and experience the freedom that we had. So I went to my boss and I told him about the opportunity. And they were really excited because they, you know, thought, hey, this is a great opportunity to, you know, tell people in the world where you work and what you're all about and that kind of stuff. And so long story short, they call me into the office and they say, hey, Deacon, we have a problem. And I said, what's that problem? They said, well, you know, your website is a conflict of interest with our company, basically. And I said, well, how can that be? Everything that I've done, I've run through our compliance department. And so long story short, I kind of had an option. It was, I kind of had to shut down the website and, you know, keep working there. And it's a great company, great people, or keep the website going and, you know, take a run at it, you know, take the leap into entrepreneurship. And I'll tell you what, Pete, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. I feel so blessed to have this opportunity and to be doing what I'm doing today.
Well, welcome to the world of entrepreneurship. I think it's great that you've dived head in. So tell us about that Fox News interview that you were flown out to in New York for.
Yeah, that was an incredible experience because I'd actually had the privilege of being on a couple of local TV stations, and it was super laid back and the people were very friendly, and they came to our house. So it was more in our own, you know, comfort of our own home. And so it was a lot more relaxed. And so I'm thinking, okay, we're flying out to New York City and they're putting us up in a new, like very nice hotel. And this is a pretty extravagant experience, but the people were just as friendly and made us feel just as welcome. And they were like, hey, we want to, you know, this is kind of about your story and it's about, you know, tips that you have to help people do what you did. And so they really worked with me in doing the segment, and it was 5 tips to basically help, you know, people get out of debt and have a well-kept wallet. And so we were just so thrilled to do that. You know, I could tell you a quick, funny story. I go into the makeup room and I don't put makeup on, you know, 'cause I'm a guy.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, well, you look fine. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I never had anybody tell me that before. He's like, well, you want me to airbrush you? And I'm like, airbrush me? He's like, yeah, I'll just airbrush your face. It'll make you look like a 13-year-old boy. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if that's the look I'm looking for, but if you think that's what's best, you know. So he puts like a cloth over my face and he starts airbrushing my face with makeup. And it was just an unreal experience, you know. So now I know kind of what people go through on a day-to-day basis that are, you know, newscasters and that kind of stuff. But it was a great experience.
And tell me, since you've had that all that exposure and publicity, how has your business changed and how has traffic to your site changed for the better?
You know, it's increased substantially. My subscriber base has also increased. And that's one of the things that I didn't realize early on, but I started an email list late last year. And so now being able to have, you know, this exposure and be able to capture people's emails so that I can continue to stay in touch with them and provide them value, that's been a huge takeaway from these, you know, media experiences that I've had. And so it's definitely grown substantially is the best way I can say it. One of the things that I wanted to mention is the month that I left my job, I had $2,600 in ad revenue from my website. So it kind of gave me confidence that, hey, you know, from this media exposure and from the things that I'm doing, I'm getting followers. I'm getting people who want to get out of debt and want to get their finances in order. So it really gave me confidence to make that leap. And, you know, the Fox News experience definitely helped me in that decision-making process.
Mm. And I want to get more into kind of how you've monetized your site a little bit later in the interview. But I was curious, obviously, you're a very motivated person with a lot of energy. And I was wondering if you have a favorite motivational quote that you kind of live by.
I do. The quote that I have is from Michael Jordan, believe it or not. He said, some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. Others make it happen. And I think that that's so key, because for me, for a long time, my motto was make it happen, because people have excuses, you know, oh, I've got four kids, or, oh, I've got so much debt, or, oh, I've got, you know, too much stuff going on. I don't have time for my dreams, you know? And so that really just hit home for me that, you know, you got to put yourself in the make it happen boat and not be in the wish it would happen or want it to happen. You've got to make it happen, because nobody else is going to make it happen for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I thought it was interesting. That's kind of similar to another quote that we just had from Kevin Harrington. And his was, you know, life's battles don't always go to the fastest and strongest. Sooner or later, those who win are those who think they can. And I just think it's so awesome to have inspirational quotes that you kind of live by.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. In fact, I have multiple times on my blog, I reference quotes, you know, top 10 motivational quotes or top 10 business quotes, because I'm the same way. I mean, I love to learn from people that have gone before me and kind of learn the wisdom that they have in just one sentence.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're newer as an entrepreneur, but I'm curious, do you have could you talk about a time when you failed and had to pick yourself back up?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in about 2008, 2009, I had decided I wanted to get into the e-commerce business. And so I created an eBay store, and I thought, hey, you know what? I used to manage an electronics store called Ultimate Electronics, which is no longer in business. But, you know, I thought I could use some of the knowledge that I had and buy products from a wholesaler, sell them on eBay, and make a business out of it. And so that year I did $40,000 in revenue, which, you know, you think about that, that sounds great. But when I got to tax time, I realized I didn't make any money at all. So I'd worked an entire year and I brought in $40,000 in revenue, but it all went out to eBay fees, PayPal fees, shipping, people returned products that were broken or didn't want them. And so I really quickly learned that that wasn't a business that I wanted to get into, because it was cutthroat and because, you know, the margins were so thin. You know, and so I'd kind of shifted gears, you know, okay, well, instead of doing that, you know, what do I want to do with my life? So that was a big failure that I learned from.
So were you able to just completely shut that business off, or what did you end up doing with it?
I did end up shutting it off. I still, from time to time, sell stuff on eBay, but I only sell stuff that I can make a good margin on, you know? So if I can make 50% or more margin, after shipping and fees and everything, then I'll get into it. But it's more of a hobby than it is a business these days.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about some of your current projects going on.
Yeah, so one of my current projects that I'm really excited about is a class that's online that people can access 24/7. And it's called Debt Free in 18 Months. And the idea is to help people set a goal and then figure out how to work backwards. So Stephen Covey says, start with the end in mind. So let's say you have $18,000 in debt and you want to be out of debt in 18 months. That means you have to come up with an extra $1,000 to become debt-free in 18 months. And so I give people tips and tricks and things that we did to get out of debt in a short period of time in this class. And I've really been excited about it, just because it's something that people can, you know, watch and participate in the comfort of their own home, you know? And so that's been a cool experience to be able to help people in that way.
And do you have, so that's online. Is it a webinar, or how do you access that?
So it's all on my website. So if they go to wellkeptwallet.com/classes, it's the debt-free and 18-month class there, and they can register, start going at any time of the day. So it's all through my Well Kept Wallet website.
Okay. And again, you're newer to entrepreneurship, but what's the biggest risk you've taken that's worked out?
You know, the biggest risk that I've taken is quitting my job. You know, I've been a W-2 employee for most of my life, and most of that was because of fear and uncertainty, because I didn't know, you know, how much money I'm going to be making if I'm an entrepreneur, or, you know, how I'm going to be able to pay the bills and those kind of things. And so that was a big risk for me, but it really paid off because of the fact that we had planned ahead of time. You know, we got out of debt before I became an entrepreneur, so I didn't have that hanging over us. We kept our expenses really low. So even if we did have a low month in income, we'd still be able to weather the storm. And on top of that, the month that I left my job, I had $2,600 in ad revenue. And that's not even including other sources of revenue. So really, you know, it was a risk, but we had taken the necessary steps to prepare for that transition. And I think that's what helped us, you know, really embrace entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Ah, good for you. I think leaving a job can, when you have all that security, a steady paycheck, and health insurance, can be really tough. And so I think it's great that you guys prepared and were ready to go in, go all in when you felt you were ready. So, all right. You obviously are big in helping others, Deacon. Could you tell us a favorite story about somebody you've helped through your website, Well Kept Wallet?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple, Rick and Debbie, and you know, they had a ton of debt. They had two car payments, BMWs, and you know, I think their car payments were like $800-900 a month, and they're just struggling to figure out, you know, how to make things work. Mm-hmm. And you know, actually, you know, met with them in person because they lived here in Arizona, and went through their plan and said, hey, you know, these are the things I recommend. And so they sold their, or they got rid of their BMWs that they had payments on, and they got beaters. You know, like the husband got a Ford pickup truck, and I forgot what the wife, I think it was a Kia or something like that, but they paid cash for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they decided to, you know, pay off their credit card debt and really start to get some momentum. And within a short period of time, in fact, I think it was less than 18 months, they were completely debt free. And, you know, they had decided to sell their house and to go rent because they didn't want to have that mortgage anymore because of some health issues that the husband had. But that was huge for me because it was like being able to see the fruit, being able to see people, their lives change by making these, you know, small choices, but they add up over time. If you sell a car, if you, you know, get rid of a house, if you do things, you know, over time, those things start to work in your favor and you start to see the fruit and the progress. And so that was really exciting to see the progress they were able to make in such a short period of time.
Mm. And Deacon, let's move into our Think Entrepreneurship, Think Fast round of questions, where each question will have you answer in about 30 seconds or less. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What is your favorite aspect about being an entrepreneur, Deacon?
Freedom, Pete. I mean, the ability to be able to do whatever I feel called to do in that day is just amazing. And so I can't stress it enough to be able to help my mom with something or be able to take my wife to a doctor's appointment or to be able to even meet with people for business opportunities. That freedom is my favorite thing about being an entrepreneur.
Mm. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how important has it been for you to take risks in order to find success?
You know, I would say that it's about a 7 or 8. And I would say taking calculated risks because, I mean, risks are important, but I think planning out your path is even as important so that you're not blindly going into something, but you have a plan.
Mm-hmm. And who influenced you to be an entrepreneur?
You know, it's funny. Pete Sven, actually, he encouraged me to be an entrepreneur. But on top of that, Pat Flynn mm-hmm. is another guy that I call him my Roger Bannister. You know who Roger Bannister is?
You'll have to inform me.
Yeah, he's the 4-minute mile guy, right? All of human history, nobody ran a 4-minute mile. And then Roger Bannister did it. And 100 people a year after ran a 4-minute mile because they saw him do it. So I call Pat Flynn my Roger Bannister because I saw Pat Flynn make a living from his online business. And I knew, hey, if he can do it, I can do it.
Mm. And one thing I typically do to relieve entrepreneurial stress is I go exercise, head to the gym. What's something that you do to relieve some of your stress as an entrepreneur?
You know, I had to think about that one because, you know, one thing, being an entrepreneur can be kind of lonely for me. Mm-hmm. And so it can be easy to internalize the stress. So one thing that I've made a habit of doing is go out and meet with people on a daily basis, either for coffee or lunch, so that I have an outlet, you know, so where I can go talk to somebody about what's going on in my day or even, you know, maybe see what's going on in their day. And so really scheduling on a daily basis, coffee or lunch to hang out with people and to have, you know, some camaraderie, that's been huge to relieve stress.
And Deacon, do you have a favorite book you'd recommend for entrepreneurs?
I do. The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. And the reason why I recommend that one, I'm a huge advocate of reading books, especially from people that are successful, is that it made me realize what my role is in the business community. I'm a connector. I see problems And I have solutions and I love connecting the two. And I think with entrepreneurs, that's what we're all about, right? We're all about solving problems. And so this book, really the tipping point is about helping people understand what makes something a great idea and why do people buy that idea? What connects the two, you know? And so that's the book that I would recommend.
Well, thanks. And last question, what is the best piece of business advice you'd like to pass on to fellow entrepreneurs listening to this podcast?
The best thing that I can say is develop a plan to become an entrepreneur. Like that quote from Michael Jordan about making it happen, you've got to make it happen. So develop a plan to pay off your debt, to reduce your expenses, put yourself in a position where it's safe for you and your family to do it. Because I've seen entrepreneurs that have just crashed and burned, and it's been a huge negative effect on their family because they didn't plan ahead. So really, I encourage people, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to have your own business, you know, I want you to take risks, but make calculated risks. So do it wisely and make the right decisions for you and your family.
That's great advice. Thanks so much for sharing. Could you let us know how we can learn more about you and all of your latest ventures, Deacon?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me at wellkeptwallet.com. And I will be actually, because of Pete, he's been a huge inspiration. I'll be launching a podcast mid-May for Well Kept Wallet about how to get you from where you are to where you want to be in life when it comes to your career. So really helping you connect. If you've got a passion, if you got something that you are excited about doing, how do you do it and make a living by doing it? And so I'm excited about that. And you can find out more at wellkeptwallet.com.
I can't wait for that podcast to come out, Deacon. I'll make sure to mention that in the show notes so people know, you know, when it's coming out and where to go for that.
Oh, I appreciate it, Pete. That's awesome.
All right. Well, Deacon, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed hearing how you've made your jump into entrepreneurship and how you are helping so many people through your blog and business Well-Kept Wallet. So for more inspiring entrepreneur stories and motivation to keep that spark lit along your entrepreneurial journey, stop over to thinkentrepreneurship.com or friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkentrepreneurship. Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you next time. All right. Well, hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning into another Think Entrepreneurship podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it and enjoyed today's guest as well, Deacon Hayes from wellkeptwallet.com. Deacon's coming out with his podcast real soon, probably within the next couple of weeks. So make sure to stay tuned to thinkentrepreneurship.com and check out the show notes to see as soon as that comes out. All the show notes, including links from the episode today, will be at thinkentrepreneurship.com/episode9. Now, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes. And if you have time, please write a review or rating on iTunes as well. That really, really helps out. And be honest. Let me know what you like about it, what you don't like, and how I can improve upon it, because each one is going to be better than the last. And that only happens because of the feedback I get from you listeners. So thanks so much for helping out with that. Now, if you ever have any questions about starting a business or some of the resources that I use to start my businesses, like shopping carts, hosting services, how to start websites, or anything, shoot me an email. I'll do my best to get back with you. I get a lot of different emails, but like I said, I want to help each and every one of you as best I can. So shoot me an email. I will get back to you and give you some advice or at least point you in the right direction on how to start that business or, you know, items that would be helpful in getting that business up and off the ground. And also, I do have a couple different websites you might be interested in checking out. One is called PeteSven.com, or it can also be found at DIYPete.com. And that is a blog where I share how to build furniture and how to do really neat projects out of a combination of a couple different mediums, and those are wood, concrete, and metal. And doing wood projects and other projects out in the garage is something that's a hobby of mine, so I enjoy sharing with people for free plans and videos on how to do all of it so that you can go out in your garage and have some fun. I also have a website called signsofthemountains.com. Signsofthemountains.com is an e-commerce store where you can find all sorts of neat ski signs, trailhead signs, fishing signs, anything like that you can personalize. I also do motivational signs on signstomotivate.com, so you can put your favorite quote on any heavy-duty metal sign. Very cool stuff. Hope you check all those out. And otherwise, best of luck to everyone. Keep in touch. Let me know how your businesses are going. I'd love to hear from you. And have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Think Entrepreneurship Podcast with Pete Sven, your source for entrepreneur interviews that motivate and inspire. Join us next time for more exciting stories from entrepreneurs. And remember to go for it and follow your passion.